coffee and everything, you know, and we served right there on the bus and go.
I just picked up somebody's CB on that tape recorder.
Did you?
Yeah. You have trouble with that around here with your stereos and all that? I guess everybody does. About how much flour would you say comes in a sack about that size?
About a 5-pound sack. That's about the kind I have to buy when I buy it.
If you were making homemade bread, what could you put in it to make it rise?
Yeast.
Anything else?
Well, there is a recipe for just salt rising bread.
Would baking soda make it rise?
Oh, no, baking powder.
Baking powder.
Baking powder makes it rise.
What would you say the two parts of an egg are?
The yolk and the white.
And the yolk would be what color?
The yellow.
Can you tell me a few different ways of cooking eggs that you know about?
Two different ways?
A couple, or several.
Yeah, well, fry or poach or boil.
I see. What about this piece of meat that you might cook along with your greens? What do you call that?
Cook with what? With green?
Green.
Salt pork.
Salt pork?
Mm-hmm.
Could,
salt
that,
meat.
Does that have much lean on it usually?
Well, you can buy some that's got lean streaks in it, but it's usually kind of fat.
What about this food that this meat that people especially like to eat for breakfast, you know, comes in slices?
Bacon. I like ham, too.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
What about if you wanted to buy a lot of that and not have it sliced, you'd say you buy a whole
slab.
You ever heard people call that anything besides a slab of bacon?
Side of bacon, uh-huh.
Do some people call that the Midland? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, that's not, I don't think that's a slab of bacon, though, the Midland, huh?
What, do you have any idea what it is? What do you have in mind?
No.
Just not sure, just some other part of the holiday. Well, just, when you buy a slab of bacon, and when you do cut it up, you have to cut off that tough end.
Rind,
Call that the rind. Did you mention yesterday some other kind of meat that you like to eat for breakfast besides bacon?
And ham.
Yeah, that's right, ham. And that the real spicy kind, some of it comes in patties, some comes in...
Yeah, sausage.
What do people used to call a man who sold meat?
Butcher.
Butcher. Or talking about meat, if it's been kept too long, you'd say it's done what?
Spoiled.
Can meat get old or strong without spoiling?
Yeah.
You can still eat it that way. Have you ever heard of making anything with the meat from a hog's head?
Oh yeah, head cheese.
Head cheese?
Mm-hmm. Or souse.
Same thing.
Well, there's a slightly difference, but I don't know what the difference is. But I have a little young friend here that used to work at a telephone company. And I'm telling you, that's the workingest girl you ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes head cheese. She always calls me and sends my husband some because he likes it.
Mm-hmm. Either one of them pickled? Can you do that?
Yeah, they're kind of pickle-like.
Have you ever heard of making any kind of dish by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Mm-mm. We just use just fry the liver around here.
This is kind of repulsive, but I'll ask you anyway. Have you ever heard of anybody making anything from hog's blood?
Yeah. There used to be a German family lived out there off of 6th Street when I was a kid. Their name was Steinke. And they used to make some kind of like a head cheese or a blood cheese.
Doesn't appeal to me.
No, it don't me either.
Well, have you ever heard of making anything by